This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, actually, we have brought St. Hubert's Cathedral over here to... to Alabama. We're at Scott's Marine. We're here for the grand opening of not really the grand opening. It'd be a grand opening for this year's boat show, I guess. This is our third year. Lucio Orfanello is here. He's the owner. We also have sales manager Riley Cooper with us. And you guys have got some great deals this weekend on boats and some ATVs and some outboards and all kind of different products.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully everybody's going to come out here and see us today. We're all ready for y'all. We got a lot of free gifts for everyone. So come on out and see us today.
What are some of the special deals you got? Some of the best buys you would think for either a bass fisherman or maybe a bay boat fisherman along the coast?
We've got we're obviously a Tracker dealer, and Tracker is obviously America's number one selling fishing boat. That we've got complete boats, the classic XL complete boats, boat, motor, trailer, trolling motor, electronics, the whole package, starting at $17,895. And yeah, we can start there and go up if you want to go up. We can go all the way up to a Nitro here. We've got a beautiful Nitro Z18 here with a 175 Mercury 4-stroke. So, and we got everything in between for you fishermen out there. If you're into saltwater, we've got a beautiful Mako 18 LTS here in the showroom. Just a little over 37,000 complete. That's with a 115 Mercury Pro XS. That boat's got hydraulic jack plate, trim tabs. That boat, we can set it up any way you want with electronics, trolling motor. We've got you covered on the fishing side this morning.
Now, normally when you do these boat shows, your manufacturer's reps, they kind of spice things up and give you some special incentives. What are some of those you might have today?
Just for an example, Mercury's really putting it out there this year. Everything up to a 60 horsepower is coming with 2 years of extended warranty. That your Mercury standard warranty is 3 years. They're adding two more of Mercury Gold for everything 60 horsepower and down. 75 horsepower and up, they're giving you 4 years of extended warranty. So, I mean, that's folks, that's a no-brainer right there. There's also some promotions on selected Tracker and some of our other lines here. That first boat that I mentioned, the Tracker XL, $17,895, that's coming with a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shop in addition to that great price on the boat.
Oh, I can spend that in a hurry.
Yeah, that doesn't last people very long over there.
Right. We're talking with Riley Cooper, sales manager here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. Lucio Orfanello, tell us about people. Give them directions. If somebody's never been to Scott's Marine and they're coming from either east or west, how would they find you?
So it's pretty easy. You can get off the, coming from 10 either way, you can get off the Baldwin Beach Expressway and take that all the way down to Highway 98. You'll make a left on Highway 98, and we about
3.5-4 miles.
Three to 4 miles on your right-hand side on Highway 98. You will not pass us up.
Well, you can just drop it into MapQuest like most people do. It'll take you right there.
That's right.
All right, now tell us what's going on here as far as some giveaways. We got some Uncle Larry stuff. I got some Don Dubuque fishing caps. We got St. Hubert prints to give away. What are some of the other things that you're going to be drawing if people come by and sign up? Or they can text me and give me their name and phone number, and we'll put them in the registration box.
Man, we have a lot of free gifts for everyone. One special gift we're going to have, we're going to be raffling off wing bones, homemade turkey call this morning.
And he's with us here, and he's doing demonstrations. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. But, yeah, he's giving away a wingbone turkey call. That's a classic.
That is. We have ice chest coolers, raffles for boards. Man, you name it, we have it. Ice chests, life vests, fishing poles, hats. So come on down and get some free stuff, and come check out our boats today.
We're going to have some food and refreshments, too, for the folks.
Food, refreshment. Yeah, we'll be serving free lunch from 11 to 1 o'clock. We'll have some friends out here with L.A. Barbecue doing
good.
I'm sorry, Buster's Barbecue will be catering for us today.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed. Hey, well, he's in Robertsdale?
He is.
Great. All right, guys. Well, it's stage is set. We'll be talking to you throughout the morning. Got some really super deals. Come on by here to Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. And if you want to register for these prizes, you can text me. But make sure you give me your name. I'll have your phone number. And if they draw your name and award a prize, they'll call you and you can come back and pick it up. But the sale goes on till whenever you close. Last customer leaves, right?
That's right.
That's right.
All right, come on by. It's the boat show. It's Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. Come meet the famous Wingbone. You'll be hearing him demonstrate his Wingbone turkey calls. We're going to talk a little turkey season, talk a little fishing with our field reporters. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's put those shrimp to work now. These are not welfare shrimp. These are working shrimp. They go after the fish. Well, Robbie Campo deals with them down there at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Good morning, Robbie. What kind of weather you guys experiencing? We had a little bit of a little rain came through over here on the Alabama coast, but I think you guys are in the clear, at least for today and for a while.
Well, Don, we had a little rain, I think, I'm pretty sure we had some last night because the road's wet, or it was either early this morning, but we have some foggy conditions right now. It's you can't hardly see across the channel, so across the Mystico here, so it was foggy all the way driving down this morning. So if you're coming out today, be very careful because the road's a little bit slick. You know, it's foggy. So, you know, take your time. Don't be in no hurry. Don, we're going to get into this fishing thing. You know, we had this big front come through this past week here through Mardi Gras. Big frontal line come through. We didn't see a fish caught here till Thursday. So, Thursday evening, winds diminished. Some guys got out and they caught a few fish on Thursday evening. Yesterday, I figured, water was like chocolate milk around here. I figured it was going to take a little bit of time before this water would settle down, you know, the mud would settle down, and it did. Caught a few fish yesterday morning until the wind started to pick up, and then they kind of shut the bite down. So, most of the people that were out yesterday caught, you know, anywhere from picked up a dozen to 15 or 18 trout like that. You know, not a whole bunch of fish caught. Todd Masson, our good friend Todd, was out yesterday, and they picked up 15. So, which is not bad after coming off of this big front like this. So, things settle down. I think things will get better. The fish are there. They just need the conditions right to catch them. We got three big groups in right now from out of state. We got a big group in from Georgia and two big groups in from Kentucky, Western Kentucky, and they went sheepheading yesterday out on the outside. Did very well out there fishing sheephead. So there is that to go do if you want to go do a meat haul. From the Long Rocks all the way to Central, you know, anywhere out there, those rigs, the sheephead are out there, and the black drums, puppy drums is out there. So a bunch of bull reds if you want to just go let something tug on a line for you for a while. But I think conditions are going to improve. One of the things that we are experiencing is very, very low water right now. So if you want to go do this sheephead thing and you're thinking about running down the Spoils Canal, do not do that. That's not going to be a good idea because, you're going to make Christian Orfanello do a lot of work today. So we don't need that. So I'm telling you, go around through Bayou La Lucha and go through Baker's and, head out through Bay Elwha. Don't go through the Spoils Canal. It's not a good idea today.
Robbie, you might want to explain that the Spoil Canal. Some people call it the Back Levee Canal, and it was there. You know, people have used as an alternative route since they put the dam across the Mista Go, and that's the one they want to avoid right there near Hopedale. Maybe give them a little bit better directions.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Get in trouble.
You know, Don, when you get on the other end by Lake Machias, you know, it's going to be no water there this morning. It's going to be mud flats, maybe a little bit of channel going through there. But the problem, you see, if you hit it wide open and you stay going, you know, the guys that know usually make it across. But, even our experienced captains this past week were stuck. So, that's not the route to take. You go around the other way. So I hear you got old Wingbone with you this morning, Don. I'm ready myself to go shoot a turkey myself. So I want to tell him hello this morning, and I've been practicing with that call. I got a yelp down with it, and that's all I think I need. So,
well, he's going to be doing a little bit of demonstration in a few minutes. So keep listening, and maybe
I'm
going to
be listening.
Bonus.
Yes, sir, I am.
He's got one of those calls. I know you have one, and he's got one that he's been generous enough to give away to somebody who signs up and registers for it. So, he's a great guy. He's really an artist. It's a work of art, but it's also a functional tool for turkey hunting, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had to get a guy from who was down from South Florida who showed me how to, got me up to speed on how to use these things. And his name is Matt Northcutt with West Shore Outfitters. So he showed me how to use it, and it does sound really well. So, I mean, look, guys, if you want to try something different, because sometimes you could use a reed call, sometimes you could use a pot call, sometimes you could use a box call, and sometimes them turkeys just don't answer anything. You change up what you do. This is just another tool to keep in the bag, turkeys are a creature that's just, they funny. I mean, and if you got hens on them, you ain't getting them.
That's what makes it so much fun. And, a turkey'd be honored to be killed by somebody using a wingbone call,
You better believe it.
All right, Robbie. Thanks for the info and the good information. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. That's Robbie Campo. He is the owner of one of those wingbone turkey calls, and you might be the owner if you're lucky enough to have your name drawn for it. If you'd like to register, we can sign you up. Just text me, give me your name and your phone number. We'll have your phone number. Or if you want to stop by here at Scott's Marine, and the drawing's going to be sometime around 4 o'clock this afternoon. We got a whole load of prizes, and your chances of winning are very, very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to be talking to Captain Patrick Garmison, talk about some fishing opportunities over here on the Alabama Gulf Coast, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, back at Scott's Marine, we're here at the Boat Show in Alberta, Alabama, Highway 98. Got lots going on here. Besides those great deals on boats, lots of prizes for you to come register for. And if you'd like to do it by way of our text line, just text me at 504-260-1870. Name and phone number will put you into the registration box for all these great prizes. Also, if you'd like to ask a question about fishing over here on the Alabama Gulf Coast, Captain Patrick Garmison joins us again this year. He was here with us last year with Ugly Fishing. Patrick, tell us about your operation.
So I operate out of Mobile Bay. Everything from the Mobile Tensaw Delta all the way down to the Gulf, all the rivers, tributaries, Mississippi Sound, everything. So and I try to target just about anything that swims, whatever is most active that time of the year, that particular day, that particular condition, that's what we try to target.
So what are some of the species that are most popular?
For me, the numbers end up being speckled trout, number one, redfish, sheephead, and then after that, it's just kind of a plethora of things, flounder, Spanish mackerel,
blackfish. It starts just kind of spreading out pretty wide. But really, the stars of the show over the course of the year are going to be speckled trout and redfish.
Do you ever venture out and go after the red snapper, or are you licensed to catch snapper?
Yes, sir. So I stay within state waters. I don't carry any federal permits. I stay within 9 miles, mm-hmm. and we generally catch a limit of snapper without you know too much trouble. Once it gets a little later in the season, it does get a little bit more challenging to get those keeper size snapper, but. Man, I saw some encouraging things just the other day. I was in the bay checking some structure inside Mobile Bay, trying to find some kind of off-the-beaten-path sheephead areas because this is a sheephead time, and just every drop was legal-size snapper. So that's a nice little
find can be
there.
It can be frustrating when you get them like that. Now, are you fishing structure on the bottom, or are you fishing any rigs?
Both, yes, sir. The vertical structure of the rigs in the bay – and then out in the Gulf provide a lot of opportunity for anglers to catch sheephead right now. But I tell you, it is nice to find stuff. Like mm-hmm. if you can find you a sunken barge or something
right.
that doesn't have just a glaring radar for every angler out there to go and hit, it is a nice opportunity to go and find stuff like that and catch you some sheephead.
Well, just this week, Louisiana announced their red snapper season. It's going to open on May 1st,
yes.
and they're going to go with a seven-day-a-week this year where you can fish complete 7 days, four fish, 16-inch minimum like it's been, and the quota is 800 and some change, 800,000 pounds, which is a little less than we had last year. Now, you guys kind of got shorted in Alabama on the limit last year. Any word on what that's going to look like for Alabama this year?
I would anticipate that the quota ends up being pretty similar, but the state is kicking around some ideas of potentially running 7 days a week. We had several meetings just to kind of have open discussion about what our thoughts are as mm-hmm. far as anglers, and not me like as a guide, but just as an angler. To see what people are thinking, because right now we've been doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then
right.
it would be closed during the middle part of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for a lot of people, but there were also some people saying, man, it would be nice if we could just go whenever we wanted to. So,
well, you can pick your weather days that way, too. You're not limited to certain days when the weather's not good.
That's right. And what's happened over the last 2 years is the quota wasn't met. So then we continued this 4-day-a-week season all the way through the end of the calendar year and really still never met the quota. So there are some opportunities out there to make some adjustments, and we'll just see what the state comes up with.
How nice is that to go out and catch a limit of snapper real quick and then come back inside and pick up some redfish and drum and sheephead and trout? You know,
yeah.
Great trip.
Yeah. It is a great trip.
If somebody's got a question about fishing Alabama, you're going to be around here for a while, and we'll give out your phone number. We'll get them in touch.
I'll be here for a little bit.
You got a trip today?
No, I've got – I change out my hats for a fishing guide to a
baseball
coach.
Yes, I remember that. All right, it's Ugly Fishing. One last thing I wanted to mention to you. Oh, actually, we'll probably carry you over after the break. Effects of the freeze on the Alabama coast on fish kill.
Was it
very extensive or not a problem?
There were some really isolated areas where the mullet were hit really, really hard. There were some even more isolated areas of seeing some redfish and some speckled trout. But overall, I don't think our coast was hit near like what we saw, at least just through video and pictures mm-hmm. that I saw out of the Mississippi and Louisiana area.
Well, that's really good news. All right, we're talking with Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing. If you got a question, text us, 504-260-1870. Patrick, before we take this break, we'll get you to come back. But if somebody's leaving, how do they reach you? Website?
Yeah, my website is uglyfishing.com. Everything's on there, all my social media, my telephone number and everything. So just go there for all the information.
I guess that wasn't too highly sought after a name, huh?
No.
You pretty well had easy time registering that.
Yes, sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Very
Got
good.
It locked down.
All right, we'll be back to talk to Patrick again. Also, Lucio and Riley, we're here at Scott's Marine. They got a big boat show going on, food, refreshments, prizes, and super deals on boats, motors, and trailers of all type. And the famous Wingbone. You'll be hearing from him a little while about making Wingbone turkey calls. All that still to come right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, today we're broadcasting from Elberta, Alabama, Highway 98, Scott's Marine. They're having a boat show, and as Lucio says, whenever he has a boat show, it rains. So you're not probably going fishing this morning, but you can come by here and check out a new boat, see what's on the market. If you're maybe not even in the market, but you're going to be down the road, you're going to be looking. You can see anything from river flatboats to bay boats to runabouts and pontoon party boats. It's all right here at Scott's Marine. And while you're here, sign up. We got some great prizes to give away, some official listener hats and some Uncle Larry's Stew and a Few and gumbo and some other prizes from some of the manufacturers rep. We also have Patrick Garmison here. He's a captain from Ugly Fishing, and we're going to be getting some more fishing tips and information about fishing here on the Alabama coast. And we'll be back to do that right after we pause a very quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Back with Captain Patrick Garmison, Ugly Fishing. He makes a living fishing here off the Alabama coast. Patrick, what kind of a rig do you use, and would you suggest for someone wanting to do typical bay fishing like you do?
I like a center console boat. I'm in a 24-foot Blue Wave, but anything in Mobile Bay, I would recommend something like a 20-foot to 24-foot, something like that. Really gets the job done. If you don't plan to do much in the way of going out into the Gulf and you don't need anything really big, 20 to 21-foot boat will get it done. I actually have one of those at my mom's house. I got a 20-foot Blazer that we keep in the lift, and we use it just to tool it around in the river in Weeks Bay and all. So,
I guess the catch is you got so many different types of fishing, rivers where it's kind of tight, and you got bays where you got shallow water. Yep. But then, like, you run out to the rigs and you catch snapper. It's kind of hard to find one boat to do it
there,
all.
It is.
Lucio will probably sell everybody three boats. That way they can get it all covered.
That's the ideal thing. That's the ideal thing. You just come to Lucio and find the three best boats for all three needs out here.
As far as electronics and specialty equipment, what do you use on your boat?
I'm running a combination of Raymarine and Garmin electronics on my boat, and then I use PowerPole trolling motor, power poles on the back, and that's about it.
You've been fishing when they used to use the old throw-in stick pole? And,
yeah.
Boy, the guy invented that power pole. That guy, he solved a lot of problems for
he
people.
Did.
He made life easy.
Yep. Yep, but I tell you what, the old Cajun anchor
yeah.
is that's tried and true method, though. I can tell you that.
It doesn't break down on you, that's for sure. As far as live scope, you ever fish with a live scope?
I do. I have it on my boat. And it's something, people ask me about it, and those that haven't really been exposed to it or, you know, they hear about it being cheating and different things, all different levels of conversation is out there that about live scope, but I tell you it's another tool for me to use, and I find there's certain applications that it's really helpful. Targeting bull reds like I'm doing right now, it is very helpful for that because we can find them at great distances and kind of sneak up on them, looking for sheephead and stuff. But the thing is, around all these structures there's just hundreds and thousands of fish.
Yeah.
And just to try to decide which fish is what, it is a little bit challenging, but it's just another tool I use in my day-to-day fishing because I have really good side scan imaging on my Raymarine electronics, so I can go past an area that I expect to see some fish, and if I see something there that stands out to me, a ball of bait, whatever, then I can turn around and use the live scope, just another tool for us to try to maximize our day on the water.
I've used the live scope, and I tell you, one of the most frustrating things is when you find fish and they're just not feeding. Do you stay on them, or do you just pass them up? Even though they're there, it's so tempting. You're watching the bait go right by them.
Every situation's different, yes, sir. There's times where we may be speckled trout fishing in some deeper water, and you really can identify that it's speckled trout versus mullet, and throwing a lure down there to them, and they may react to it or they may not. And yeah, I mean, you can spin your wheels. You can spin out and not catch anything all day and have the best electronics on the boat. So the best thing for me is still continue to fish very similar to the way I've always fished, but just utilize it in a way for me to say, okay, this particular area, this point, whatever, I see a lot of structure. I don't really change up my tactics a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to get specific, if I were fishing by myself, you could do things where you're like, trying to key in on that one individual fish. But to me, it's not as rewarding as it is just to continue to do how you've always caught right. fish and just utilize it as another tool on the boat.
One last question for you. If I limit you to one plastic bait that you could have, only one, which one would it be? The most versatile that you could use probably to catch any fish.
I tell you what, I'm a big-time homer of the slick lure. And the slick lure company, it's called Pure Flats. They have three different sizes. They have the Slick Junior, the Little Slick, and the OG Slick. And the Slick Junior gets it done, I would say, 11 and a half months out of the year. There's a small window of time where they really like that bigger profile bait, but that Slick Junior can get it done just about any day.
Always good to hear from the pros. The guy always got good advice. Patrick, thanks for talking with us. We got to make this trip. We've been talking about this trip with me, you, and Lucille, so we're going to book you sometime this summer and make a trip out there. If people want to get you or contact you for more information or questions about fishing, tell them the best way to get you.
Best thing to do is go to uglyfishing.com. If they don't want to reach out to me by phone, I've all my social media links on there so they can check it out what we're doing and message me on their social media. But uglyfishing.com gets you right to all the source.
All right, now for the real important question. How's your team looking this year? What can we get and expect?
I don't know. Our first practice game was kind of ugly. We won the game, but we didn't get a single hit. So we took advantage of the walks and everything. But we've got a good squad. I'm very optimistic.
Well, you can get them one name for both of them, Ugly Fishing and Ugly Baseball.
That's right.
Patrick Garmison. Thank you, Patrick. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Wingbone's up next. He's going to do a demonstration on his Wingbone handmade turkey call. You'll love it. And you could win one. If you want to sign up, come by here today. We'll be drawing for it about 4 o'clock this evening. Or text me your name and number. We'll put you in the hat. 504-260-1870. Back with Wingbone right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back. We're broadcasting today from Scott's Marine's Boat Show in Alberta, Alabama. Got super deals on boats, motors, trailers, lots of food, refreshments, got some giveaways, some prizes. And Captain Patrick Garmison is going to be around here for a while. If you want to talk with him, get some information on fishing this local area, he'll be glad to help you. Also have a special guest joining us. His name is Ed Miller. He also goes by the name of Wingbone. And the reason he does is because he makes turkey calls out of turkey wings using the bones, and he puts little decorations on them, and they end up being a piece of art as well as a functional tool for turkey hunters. And you sure you don't want me to let Judy, your wife, know that you're on in case she's not up, huh? He's going, no. Good morning, Judy, if you happen to be listening to Wingbone. All right, Wingbone, let's talk about these turkey calls. Now, what basically is the concept of making these?
Well, the concept is you can buy any call, but this is the oldest known call to man. And the Native Americans use it, all the tribes. And what's so good about it, it works. It's just the challenge of learning how to use it, along with making it. It can be a challenge in some days. I've had some just cracked in my hand from a stress crack I couldn't see. And, you know, it's a hobby for me, but I do sell a few or give a few away, but it's just fun.
Well, why don't you give us a little demonstration on what it sounds like and what you're doing when you're making these calls.
Okay. The first one, it's just a locator sound. I got, this is number one. I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
And we got number two here. Get it all settled up. It's a little... To me, this number two gives a little louder call, but sometimes they don't want a loud call.
That's right.
And you have to go step down. And I hadn't mastered it. You can actually make one of these gobble, but I need a lot more practice. You don't put it far in your mouth. You just about a quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Limited. And a lot of people put a little O-ring on there. You can't see it on the radio, but I don't do it. I just
Well, describe for people what it looks like. It's actually like two pieces of bones, and they're hollowed out and snapped together and glued. And
oh, yeah. There's one with three bones, or three bones, and mm-hmm. this one is a two bone. Now, the big bone would be the amplifier for the three-bone call. That's the reason so many people like it. And the middle bone, which is the ulna,
right.
And it's the sound section. It is where the sound is created,
mm-hmm.
because on a three-bone, which is a three-bone call, you got that big bone and it throws it out, whereas you only got two bones,
mm-hmm.
the mouthpiece where you suck in like calling
right.
a dog, and that's where you make your calls. And also sometimes a two-bone call is a lot useful because you can stick it in a pocket or something mm-hmm. like that, but I wear take both of them. I don't know if I got the taper on it. You can actually use these on a slate call, which makes a whole different sound.
Well, I'll tell you, it's refreshing to see kind of a throwback, you know, with all the modern technology now, with the fancy box calls and the plastic diaphragm calls, to go back to what probably Native Americans use those, and the Pilgrims use those in the early days to call turkeys and everything else.
No.
Couldn't go down to Walmart or any of the stores and buy one.
No stores. You either made it or you did without it.
Right. Well, it's a great work of art. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and find out about you making one, what's the best way to get you?
Probably my phone number, and if I don't answer it, just leave a message, and
you'll get back to me. Okay, or they can call me, and I'll get them in touch with you. How long does it take to make one when somebody puts an order in? And I know you put a little bit of personalized, customized, and put names and turkey tracks or whatever they like on them.
I don't really put a time limit
mm-hmm.
because I like to take my time. I don't want to
rush it.
The more I do to it, it takes time, because once I get the bones cleaned, I mean, all mm-hmm. the meat off of them, I got to boil them,
mm-hmm.
then I got to take them out, make sure I get them all cleaned up and inside, then I got to boil them again.
Do you have like a stock of them where somebody could get one that's already made, if they're not necessarily, maybe put a little customize on it, or? You pretty much at maximum production.
Maximum production.
I got you.
And right now, I'm
loaded up.
We'll get you
on the list. I got a lot of people out of Texas want to get in on the drawing for the turkey call. We're gonna include them in. Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah,
thanks for donating one of these turkey calls. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I mean, it's just.
And you're gonna be around here most of the day today.
Most of it. But anyhow, the first call I used was a two bone. Maybe they can replay it later and the second bone was number two,
number two.
A three bone.
All right. Very good. That's Wingbone. Ed Miller's his real name. He's from Wilmer, Alabama, and his wife Judy's very proud of him. I'm sure she's up listening this morning. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Darrell Carpenter to find out what's happening around Grand Isle, Louisiana, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's down in Grand Isle and giving us some information on what's happening down there. Darrell, well, give me a little bit of a weather check down there. Robbie said it was foggy down there in Shell Beach. You got any of that over there on the island?
Well, I don't care what your radar shows. Up until about 10 minutes ago, it was pouring down rain and has been most of the night. The fog's rolled back in right now. I've got maybe a mild visibility right now, but I mean, it's coming and going. It wanes and then comes right back. Sea fog's what we're dealing with, but you know, hopefully it'll be a change from yesterday, because Don, let me tell you, ahead of Mardi Gras, ahead of that big blow, man, I mean, we picked up right where we left off last year on that bite. It was easy limits of speckled trout, big, nice trout. And then that big blow come through, and I think yesterday that I'm aware of, six or eight charter boats that were on the water yesterday. If you threw all of our catch together, you wouldn't have filled a wheelbarrow, because I think it was about 20 fish. So, you know, just when you think you got everything figured out, it can feed you a big piece of humble pie, I promise you.
What was the pattern? What bait were you using, and what kind of structure were you fishing?
Man, Don, earlier in the week, they were down in the lower bay. You know, we hadn't even had to go up in the marsh. But they were down in the lower bay, and it was, you know, they were pretty heavy on live shrimp. You could catch some on plastic, but they were pretty, you know, pretty consistent on that live shrimp. And when I'm telling you, that yesterday you got fed humble pie, at one point we just said to heck with it, and we said we're going to dedicate the rest of this trip to sheephead. I think the best catch that I know of yesterday on one of the boats that did the same thing was four sheephead. Mm-hmm. They just, man, that weather change gave them lockjaw. But, you know, sooner or later, they've got to eat. So we're hoping this morning's going to be that morning. Hopefully this fog will lift. If you are going to be running around Grand Isle, please make sure your lights are working and go slow. It's one of them scary things when you can hear an outboard coming at you at full speed and you can't see where he's coming from to know where to miss him, you know?
Yep, safety is always the ultimate goal. Well, Darryl, you know, a lot of people heard about fish kills during the freeze, and, you know, it sounds like when the fishing was on down there, it's not going to have much of an effect given the results you guys found. So what are you thinking? Somebody's saying, well, I'd like to go fishing, but, man, they had that fish kill, and it's probably not going to be good. What would you tell them?
Yeah, look, it's not the first fish kill we've had, and, it's still way too early to tell. I don't think it's going to affect it. I think what we had, let's see, somebody said it yesterday, the fish are somewhere in between where they were and where they want to be, and then that front just scattered the heck out of them. So we know where those fish want to be, and like Robbie, look, we've got exceptionally low tides. I'm sitting here watching the tide, hoping I can get out of my canal this morning. I think it's a little bit too early to tell. I don't think we're going to have that big of an effect on it. You know, as long as we keep catching fish like we were pre-front, and especially I want to make sure we see some of those year one and year two class fish showing up in the catch, too. That's what will make all the difference.
All right. Very good. Darryl, somebody wants to get you, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com. Or, you know, give any time in the afternoon, just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All righty. Thank you for the report, Darryl. As always, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day over there at the show.
Yes, sir. We will. That's Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to be rejoined by Lucio Orfanello. He's the host here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. Got a big boat show wrapping up this weekend that's been going on during the week and still got lots of good deals. We're going to get him to talk about some of those. Also going to check in with some fishing guides, Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard with the Paddler's Report, and a very special guest, Squirrel Burrell. LSU track and field star is going to join us. He'll be joined by Lance Burgess of Tigers in the Wild. Went on a squirrel hunt with him, and you can watch that episode this week on Bayou Wild TV, and he'll tell you all about it and what he does on the track field at LSU. That's all coming up in hour number two. You'll hear it right here from Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.